Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. It was good to get back into the office yesterday after the week-long bus trip to Kentucky, visiting the Creation Museum and Ark Encounter. The trip went very well. No bus breakdowns this year. Thank you for your prayers as we traveled for safety and good health. This time of year can be challenging with all of the road construction and the heavy volume of cars around the larger cities especially, and that's when I'm glad I'm not the one driving. With that said, though, the biggest problem I had was when I returned to the office yesterday. The hard drive on my computer bit the dust sometime while I was gone. That hard drive holds all of my saved files over the 29-plus years I've been here. Well, thankfully, we have a very skilled engineer who was able to resurrect the information on the hard drive and copy it over to a new hard drive. At least he says he was able to save most of the data. It was still a work in progress, as I had to type out my script for today using another computer. Needless to say, we will be implementing plans to automatically back up my files so that a hard drive crash doesn't affect anything. This experience makes me realize again just how much I do is dependent on the computer. When I began in radio, computers were not around. Everything was done manually, and not just the office work with the electric typewriters and a big bottle of whiteout. Music was played off vinyl records on the turntables. Programs arrived in the mail on reel-to-reel tape. I still remember the indestructible wooden boxes that Through the Bible programs arrived in. And after the programs were played, all those tapes had to get boxed back up and mailed back to them so they could reuse the tapes. Reel-to-reel tapes were replaced by cassette tapes, which were replaced by digital downloads from a satellite once we were into the computer age. And now those satellite downloads are being replaced by the internet. It's all so different from when I started over 50 years ago. Well, our birthday letter month is coming up in just 2 weeks. I know that's hard to believe. And I'm hoping to hear from you during our September birthday letter month, and especially would enjoy hearing from some new listeners up in the Twin Port cities. Here's our mailing address. It is WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. Emails also count. Our email address, simply wrvm@wrvm.org. Thank you for joining me for the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell.